You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us now with some important advice for men when talking to women about their freshman 15 or perhaps their baby bump. Lads, he says, don't go there.
And a very good morning to you all. There are certain things in life that you should never, never do. Never, for example, lick a steak knife. Okay. Never take a laxative and a sleeping tablet on the same night. And never, if you're a man, never ask a woman if she's pregnant. Now, in terms of asking women if they're pregnant, probably the only time that it's actually safe for a man to hazard a guess that a woman might be pregnant is in the following situation. If you happen to find yourself in the maternity section of the hospital, and if you're in the delivery room, and if the woman in question is crowning, then, and only then, is it safe to inquire, "Oh, I didn't know you were pregnant." Otherwise, under no circumstances whatsoever should a man ever venture to guess that a woman is pregnant. Now, younger men, eager to show off their worldliness, will sometimes venture to remark to a bulging-bellied woman, "Hey, wow, I didn't know you were pregnant. You look great. Do you know what? Pregnancy really suits you." And then, of course, what is she going to say? She's going to come right back at you, "Idiot, that's a beer belly. Ha, yeah, thanks." Look, if you're a bloke listening to this, perhaps you've made that mistake in the past. I know I have. So now, I never, never ask a woman if she's pregnant. Unless, of course, I do happen to find myself in the delivery room of the hospital's maternity ward, which is, mercifully, very unlikely to happen. Now, that being said, I am not above making a complete arse of myself with women. Why, only recently, I made a remark about a woman which I thought was funny, but which she thought otherwise. Completely otherwise. Lads, you know how we often joke amongst ourselves about being portly, being chubby, being a bit lardy-arsed? You know how we sometimes like refer to each other jokingly as chubster, Mr. Wibbly-wobbly, five bellies? Well, apparently women do not find jokes about them being overweight funny at all. In fact, if the truth be told, even if the woman in question is a very good friend of yours, which was the case for me, jokes about her being overweight are about as welcome as a f*** in a phone booth. And I should know, because recently when I was trying to be a bit matey with a lady friend of mine, I joked about her being overweight, and she gave me that look. And you know the one, yeah? It's the one that, well, if she were a lady from Belfast, that look would say, "Have you ever tried picking your teeth up with broken fingers?" All I'm saying, guys, is, you know, be careful out there. Be careful. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland Here We Come and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.